Texas PUC releases rulemakings for large loads, written by Tom Kleckner, and read by an automated voice. Texas regulators have proposed new rules on large load forecasting criteria and net metering following the state's recent biennial legislative session and opened them up to public comment. The two projects are among four active dockets related to Senate Bill 6's implementation. One of the state Senate's top priorities, the legislation, among other things, directed the Public Utility Commission to determine a cost allocation for large loads to ensure they're paying their fair share of infrastructure expenses. The PUC has recommended that to gather as much feedback as possible, the large load criteria be standardized to include loads exceeding 25 megawatts. The criteria intentionally excludes loads below 25 megawatts, which primarily interconnect at the distribution level. PUC Chair Thomas Gleason said during the Commission's September 18 open meeting that he has yet to agree projects should be included in ERCOT's load forecast if they meet a pair of criteria by submitting attestations to the transmission or distribution service provider. He asked stakeholders to comment on the benefits provided by submitting attestations that show significant, verifiable progress toward 1. Completion of required site-related studies and engineering services and 2. Obtaining state and local regulatory approvals required before a project's energization. I'm going to need to be sold on having this in this rule going forward, he said. The criteria will have an implication for ERCOT's regional transmission plan, which begins in 2026. The proposed net metering rulemaking will apply to large loads and existing generation resources and establish the criteria for ERCOT as study of the arrangements. It sets the procedural steps for staff to complete their study of a net metering proposal within 120 days and the Commission's procedure to approve, with or without conditions, or deny a net metering proposal within 60 days after ERCOT files its study results and recommendations. ERCOT staff was on hand to share details of ERCOT studies of the net metering arrangement's reliability effects while the rule is being developed. They said the studies will evaluate the effects on transmission security, resource adequacy and the stranding or underuse of existing transmission facilities. The analysis will consist of a before and after capacity reserve margin evaluation using ERCOT's most recent capacity, demand and reserves, or CDR report as a baseline. Reserve margin effects over the next 5 years will be reported for both the forecasted peak load hour and net load hour in line with the CDR reserve margin reporting requirements. Participants in ERCOT's market have until October 17 to file initial comments or request a public hearing. Reply comments are due by October 31. CTEX Reliability Project. The PUC once again delayed action on Energy Texas' proposed 500-kilovolt single-circuit transmission line in northeastern Texas after hearing oral arguments from more than a dozen landowners or their attorneys. Gleason promised the commission would reach a decision on the transmission line during its October 2 open meeting. The project has 61 proposed routes, with PUC staff and Gleason each favoring different routes. As I sit here right now, I am still not prepared to make a decision, he said. I think it's appropriate to extend it one more meeting to take into account everything that was said and to make sure that anything we're considering from that oral argument is in the record. The 150-mile CTEX Area Reliability Project has drawn opposition from local landowners who requested a rehearing of the State Office of Administrative Hearings decision to recommend a certificate of convenience and necessity for the line. The project's various routes range from 131 to 160 miles, and its costs are projected to be between $1.33 billion and $1.52 billion. Energy Texas is sympathetic to the concerns landowners may have about the line, said Attorney Everett Britt, representing Energy. Each of the 61 routing options before you satisfies the need for the project. It is viable and constructible. We've heard a number of arguments and issues raised today. We do think these have been addressed, if not by parties here today, then in the extensive briefing and exceptions filed in this case.